Welcome to the third Thursday chat, hosted by me, Deborah Houston, founder of Dancing Star International. And what I thought we might do to start off is just say who's here. So if you want to say your name, where you're calling from, and in one sentence, a recent or a planned kickoff. Or if there isn't one, then what's brought you to the call today? So I'll start. I'm Deborah Houston. I'm calling from London. And in addition to tonight's call, I'm kicking off helping corporations understand where and why their thought leaders might be hiding and how best to find and work with them. So that's a new project I'm working on. So how about you? Who else is here and where are you calling from and what's the kickoff that you either have started or are planning?
Well, this is Alva Parker. I'm in Swampscott, Massachusetts. And I don't really have anything I'm kicking off except that my computer died this morning. And so I'm getting a new one. So
great.
I'm kicking off a new computer.
There you go. Great. Thank you, Alva. Who's next?
This is Carla Akalarian. I'm in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And what I want to launch eventually, so this is more about keeping the dream alive and finding a way to keep chipping away at it in small ways, is transforming into an image consultant.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so I've had some ideas. My current work is very busy, but I don't want it to just drop away into nothingness, but find a way to keep chipping away at it.
Super. Okay. Great. Thank you, Carla. Who's
You're
next?
Welcome.
Well, this is Karen Gray, and I'm calling in from the Bay Area, actually Petaluma, near San Francisco. And actually, I'm completing certification in the next couple of weeks. So I'm just noticing how I want to go off into, I mean, I'm kicking off my practice. I mean, I'm definitely building my business. But I'm also noticing how important it is to complete and honor the ending as well as the beginning. So that's kind of where I'm at. But I'm excited to be connecting with other people all over the planet. It's very cool.
Great.
Karen, what's your certification or your practice?
Oh, certifying with CTI, Coach Training Institute, to become a co-active coach.
Great. Thank you, Karen. Who's next?
This is Lori Sortino, and I'm in Paso Robles, California, which is on the Central Coast. And I'm going to be kicking off a community project creating a meditation garden that is also a memorial for a gentleman that just passed away recently from our community. And it's to bring together the community of permaculture enthusiasts.
Cool. Thank you, Lori. So, Jeffrey, that leaves you.
Okay. Jeffrey Corbett. I am currently in North Carolina, but I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So I'm here actually kicking off coaching again. I haven't coached for probably 6 or 7 years. I've known Deborah, I think, since the beginning, right, Deb?
Yeah.
So I'm just getting back into it, and I'm currently living with a client that's I'm helping her lose some significant weight, and that's really what I want my business to be about, and nutrition-based, and actually living and kind of bopping around the country and living with different people and leaving their home with some big changes and continue the coaching. So that's my beginning vision of what's possible, and I'm learning a lot just being with this woman. I've been with her for, it's going on 4 weeks now. So, and it's in, we're having lots of good learning for both of us. So I'm really excited about that.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. So what I'm interested to hear from you guys on is when you're kicking off something new, how do you do it? Do you gently ease into it over time, learning as you go, or do you do it with fear and control, trying to account for every eventuality? What kinds of levels of preparation do you make? And so I thought we could discuss that next, but let me just say hello to Susan Gannon.
Deborah, I'm really sorry.
No worries. You're welcome. And just tell us where you're calling from and in one sentence something that you're either kicking off or have recently kicked off, or what's brought you to the call today?
Okay, I'm from New York, and I am doing something called identity mapping with individuals, which really looks at defining purpose for people. And I'm just trying to find, you know, other ways, other places to make this happen.
Okay, great. Thanks, Susan. So the question is, how do you kick off something new? And I'm interested to hear what people have to say.
Hello, I'm just joining. This is Steve Rowe.
Okay, good. Steve, say where you're calling in from and something that you're kicking off.
I'm Steve Rowe, calling in from Scottsdale, Arizona. Something that I've kicked off. I'm working on my third popular press book right now. My rough draft's finished, but I'm not ready to go to press yet.
Great. So how is it for you guys when you kick something new off? Do you go into it easily, gently, or with fear and control? What kind of levels of preparation do you make?
This is Lori. I will say that I'm definitely changing from how I used to do things, from being a very controlled type of approach to now I'm more gather information and talk to people and look for, you know, what's the big picture and am I seeing the big picture? Mm-hmm. So I guess it's a slower approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I asked this because I was thinking about this morning and realizing that I could have been really worried about the call. But with this call in particular, I decided that I wanted to make it easy and light and fun. And so I've let it be open to see what turns up. And I'm just curious for you folks, when you start something new, maybe it depends. Like I might kick off that I really want to put effort into, like my thought leadership work, because I'm going to take it into corporations. I'm probably going to put more time and energy into getting feedback from other people, doing research before I start putting information out there. So what do you notice about the way you kick things off?
So this is Carla.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also launching something that's just really a hobby, which is my interest in photography.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a much more contemplative approach to this than I ever have in the past. And what I mean by that is about 2 years ago, I took a class and really enjoyed what I learned and then couldn't quite figure out like where I wanted to focus, didn't know what type of equipment I really wanted to have. And so I just sort of went ahead and used my iPhone in a different kind of way and kept in touch with a friend of mine who is an amateur photographer. And I one day just found my way into what I wanted that to be, and so he was able to help me pick out the right piece of equipment, and now I'm ready to be off and running.
Mm-hmm. So you took it a bit slower and easier and just kind of let the universe deliver things for you.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Nice.
And I'm kind of hoping to apply that to, you know, what I want to do in the image clothing arena, that if I keep it front of mind, that perhaps opportunities will show up where I can experiment and see where that might lead, rather than trying to decide exactly what it's going to look like or exactly when it has to happen, which is how I used to operate always in the past.
I hear you. By the way, someone's got music in the background. If you can mute or turn your music off, I'd appreciate that. Anyone else? Because, you know, I don't know about you guys, but for me, when I'm kicking something off, there's always excitement, there's a bit of fear, there's the unknown, there's the creative part that's exciting and fun usually, but then there's also, you know, is this going to really turn into anything? Is it going to result in anything? Someone's still got music going.
I have music playing in another part of my house. I can go check that.
Yeah.
That's upstairs.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. So what do you notice about these things, about the excitement, the fear, the unknown?
Well, this is Karen. I want to say that, let's see, so launching a coaching business for me, doing the certification program meant, oh, you have to get these clients. And I noticed that the impetus of doing the class really helped me pull my finger out and get the five clients that I needed to work with. And what I'm also noticing is that sometimes the preparation and trying to do the research, there comes a point where, and this is just interesting, I'm sure everybody can relate, that we want to get ready and be prepared and do the research and make sure we've done our homework, but at some point we have to press launch or go or just do it anyway, or you get into the procrastination, I'm not ready, I'm not good enough, I'm not this or that, you know, the inner critic goes to town. So I've been much more forgiving with working to invite new clients in where I've asked people or I've just had a conversation. I've been experimenting and it's been a bit messy and I'm not always this together, but hey, I've got clients and some of it works and sometimes it doesn't. And then I just look at things like a big grand experiment. But I noticed before I had the brakes on because I wanted to make sure I was doing everything right.
Yeah.
Can anyone relate to that?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So this is Alva. I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about my computer, which I had to replace, and I'm getting a new one. But I was having trouble booting it over the last 3 months, and I really didn't want to get another one. So I kind of put it off until I couldn't put it off any longer.
Yeah, and what I notice about all of this is, for me, if I'm trying to do something that I'm nervous about, if I get support and help around it, like what you were saying, Karen, having a class where there's other people
right.
doing the same kind of thing, or, you know, if I'm trying to buy a computer, if I ask for somebody's help, even if it's just, would you mind coming with me to the store, or I'm going to call you at such and such a time after I've gone to the store just to report in, you know, that bookending kind of thing, makes a big difference. And I'm curious what your experiences are with that.
This is Carla. I've had a path of spending a lot of years being self-employed and working on my own, and now I'm working in an organization. And it took me quite a while to get in the groove of asking for help when I started struggling with something, because we are actually very much encouraged to collaborate and work together on things. And that has made, you know, a huge difference in my experience here, the relationship I've built, and what I've been able to accomplish and abated a lot of those, you know, gripping panic attacks, like, how am I ever going to do this? And, you know, what's it going to turn out like? And so forth. Mm. And so I've carried that over into other areas of my life now, and it really, I mean, what you said, Deborah, really resonates for me, and it's really helped me in my life to not be such an island or to be so self-reliant. I have to figure it out on my own. Well, no, I don't. Such a relief.
Yeah. And being able to forgive ourselves when things aren't perfect, but let them evolve over time and become better. I used to have this sense that to be a professional, I had to have everything perfect. And I would think that, well, if I was in a big corporation, you know, they'd have everything all sorted out and they'd know exactly what they were doing and everything would be, you know. And, well, I don't know how many of you guys have worked in corporations, but I kind of that a lot of it's flying by the seat of your pants.
Oh, yeah.
Who else? Who hasn't had a chance to speak in that would like to say something?
I'll offer this thought, Deborah. Thanks for putting this call together. And in starting something new, there's, you know, for me, I often face an anxiety about doing something wrong or not knowing what's ahead of me. And what's always true when I'm doing something new, for I suspect for all of us, is that we have some combination of things that we do that we're comfortable with, that we're good at, that we have some mastery over, and we have some combination of things that, you know, we're still learning. You know, we have to get guidance from others, and we can't have a perfect roadmap for going over terrain that we haven't explored yet. So a success strategy for me in launching something new is to have those conversations with people who've either been in that terrain or explored a similar challenge, and not trying to seek advice from someone who has never done anything similar, but maybe they are in a position of authority and speak, you know, wisdom and other grounds. For example, I see a lot of people who are launching either a master's program or a doctorate program, and no one in their family has ever done that before. And you know, the right person to talk to is someone who's successfully done that before, rather than someone in the family who may be very wise and gracious, but has never worked on an advanced degree, and they don't have any idea of what the challenges are ahead. That person may not be a good source of advice. So whenever we face a challenge, I recognize the anxieties that I face in stepping forward, doing something new, and try to have a useful conversation with people who've been on similar ground.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense?
That makes a lot of sense, and I'm so glad you pointed to that. And Steve, what I love that you've just pointed to is when we get help and support, it is important to be discerning about who we get it from and to do it selectively. Because I know, particularly for the kind of people I work with who are thought leaders, very often thought leaders think differently than other people. And so if they go to most of the people that they know, they're going to get, well, why don't you just be like everybody else? Why do you always have to do things differently? You know, why are you always the one that nobody understands? And so they start to doubt themselves. Whereas if they find other thought leaders or people who understand that kind of approach to life, they're going to get a lot further because they'll start to believe in themselves. They'll start to see the ways in which the things that they're capable of doing are actually of benefit, even though it's different than what most people do. So getting the right kind of help and support, I think, is a really good point, and I appreciate you bringing it in. Thank you.
I thought of something. This is Lori. Something that's important to me that I'm not necessarily very practiced at this point is knowing what my piece is. I know that that's important because I've been in situations where I've struggled seeing other people doing something that I want to do because I like it and I'm good at it, but it hasn't been talked about or agreed to prior to reaching that point in the project. And I find that I've gotten into situations where I get either disappointed or upset because I didn't get to do that piece. So I now am carrying that into the next project and will be looking for a way to have a conversation with people up front about, you know, what are people's strengths and what do people love to do, and making sure that everyone gets to do the piece that's really theirs, that they're excited about. Mm. Because that's important for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Thanks, Lori.
Yeah. I was just going to add that sometimes it helps to have kind of a partner when you're starting something new. Maybe that person has experience with a piece of what you're doing, and you have experience in another part of it. And it helps to have somebody to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah, you know, that's so true, Alva. Thank you for bringing that in, too, because I was just having a conversation with someone today who also does work in the thought leaders arena, and she seems to be much more experienced than I am. And when I first reached out to her, I thought, well, why would she want to talk to me? Because I'm just starting up, and she might see me as competition. But actually, it turns out that my piece, to use your phrase, Lori, is slightly different than her piece. And we're actually quite complementary with each other. And what we're able to do for each other is encourage each other, like, well, what's your next step? And, what, you know, how can I help you by, like, reading something that you've just written? What's my next step? Well, my next step needs to be to develop this video kind of thing. And we can support each other as we're going through the process. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a really important piece. And this is a key for me about how much is wear and tear on you when you're doing something new. There is a lot of emotion that can come along with it, isn't there? And how do you take care of yourself? How do you manage that emotion and the drain that emotions can be? Because emotions can be wonderful impetus and energy, but they can also be quite tiring, depending on what the emotion is. So how do you take care of yourself while you're in this process of putting it together? I think that's another big piece that's important to take into consideration when kicking off something new.
I think for me it's, recognizing that even though it's exciting, it does take a lot of energy and it's draining. So just acknowledging that there's a solid reason why I might feel exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that that's part of the process, and for me, it's just giving myself permission to take a break from it, and know that sometimes during the times that I'm not thinking about it, that the best idea might come forward.
Mm-hmm.
And to get extra rest when I'm feeling that deeper level of fatigue.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love that. You said the best idea might come forward when I'm not thinking about it. I think that is so true. And some of you know that I offer a course about your uniqueness is your business. And one of the things that we talk about is that there's a time for germination. There's a time to wait. And for a lot of us, we can feel like, well, if I'm starting something off and I'm not doing something at interval, I'm procrastinating, I'm doing it wrong, I'm lazy, I'm a failure. And actually, sometimes that period of germination, of waiting, is when the ideas are taking shape and when the seed that's been planted is starting to blossom into something that can push its way above the ground and start to form into a flower or a tree or whatever it's going to form into. So that waiting period can be really important. So thank you for bringing that in, Carla.
Yeah, I've also found I recently designed a workshop, and I was getting a little troubled about, you know, my ability to get it more focused. And I have a short subway ride into work, and I meditate. It's only about 10 minutes. But in the middle of the meditation, you know, just it crystallized. And I'm like, yes. And, you know, I wasn't forcing it, but there it was. It just, I haven't been, over the course of my life, I haven't been very good about waiting. But now that I've gotten better at it and I've seen the results of what can happen when I wait, it's really awesome.
And, you know, for me, there's an important piece around spirituality. Sometimes that waiting or that time for meditation, that time to just let all the busyness go, is when the voice of whatever you call it, God, the universe, higher power, whatever, Buddha, can make itself heard. But when we're so busy or so attached or so trying to control or so determined or so like a dog with a bone kind of thing, we don't make space for that kind of energy to come in. So I love that you pointed to that. You can even do it on the subway. Absolutely.
Hi, it's Susan.
Hi, Susan.
I just wanted to make a comment. About 3 years ago, my office partner got diagnosed with lung cancer, and she turned over her business to me, and I kind of freaked out and thought, oh, my God, how am I ever going to do this? And very fearful. And I said, in order for me to do this, I have to get some support. I got to get some help. So I created a coaching group, and it's about 8 people, I guess, and some people have come in and out, and we've gotten new people, and it's just turned out to be invaluable support for me. And I had no idea how this was going to work, but we created some structure, and people, they love it. They come every month, and then we have a Christmas, we have a holiday party, and we meet at a local library. There's no cost to it, and it just provides that support that I was lacking when I first heard about this.
How fabulous. So basically a group of peers.
Yeah, but they're all different. They're not necessarily what I do. I mean, there's a thread there, and people can understand the benefit to be there, but they're very different coaches. I mean, it's not all, you know, career coaching.
Right.
Like a mastermind group.
Yeah, it's sort of like that, yeah.
Nice.
But I was so afraid of not having, and I can go to this group and I can ask about any challenge I have with any client, and I'm going to get phenomenal help. So I've got all these heads on a client.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, fabulous.
And anybody can do it.
Yeah. Now you guys meet in person, is that right?
Yeah, we meet every month.
No, actually, that's what this might turn into, is a place where whoever wants to can show up once a month and talk about things that they're dealing with. I'll have topics each month that are relevant to some aspect of building and growing a business, being thought leaders, being creative, innovators. And so hopefully this will provide a little bit of that as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Thumbs up for me, Deborah. This is Steve.
Oh, good. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you, Deborah.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Good. Any last comments before we end, then? It sounds like we've come to the end, or is there anything else anybody would like to share?
Oh, just thank you for doing this.
You're very
yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Pleasure.
Well, and it's Karen, Deborah, I just wanted to connect with your thoughts about connecting to the spiritual or the divine or something bigger. Like the word I get is trust. It's just trusting yeah. that we're on the journey, the you know, we know what to do, we just keep putting one foot in the other, but this is what I love about being able to connect with everyone on the call and appreciate you being the leader and putting this together, because then we build trust in our community and that we, you know, we're stronger together in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a wonderful place to end on, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. Well, we'll catch up again next month then. And thank you for coming tonight and being part of the kickoff.